Chapter 18. The Wooden Horse of Troy. Comprehension. Read this passage. It's never easy to know where to begin a story. Perhaps we should start this one with a beauty contest. A long time ago, in the land of Troy, a prince named Paris was to judge which of three goddesses was the most beautiful, and the winner would receive a golden apple. The goddesses all wanted to win, and so rather disgracefully offered Paris various bribes. Aphrodite, the goddess of love, offered him the world's most beautiful mortal woman. Paris accepted her offer. Aphrodite won the title and the golden apple, and so the story gets underway. Unfortunately, the world's most beautiful woman, Helen, was already married. Her husband, King Menelaus of Sparta, was a rather dull man who bored his wife. Paris visited Sparta, and with the help of a spell cast by Aphrodite, charmed Helen, and she sailed off to Troy with him. Menelaus was deeply outraged. He went to complain to his brother, King Agamemnon, and the princes and rulers of the other small Greek states. They agreed that such a dishonorable deed could not go unpunished, and they gathered their forces and set sail to Troy to demand the return of Helen. The gods were all very interested in the situation. They began taking sides with their favorite humans and cities, which created endless complications. For example, when King Agamemnon and his forces were ready to sail, the wind wouldn't blow. Priests tried everything, but eventually the king had to sacrifice his own daughter to persuade the gods to let him go. When the Greeks reached Troy, the Trojans flatly refused to hand over Helen. So Agamemnon decided to sit down before the gates of the city and starve the inhabitants into submission. The war went on for years, including a dramatic battle between Achilles, the Greek hero, and Hector, the Trojan hero, resulting in the latter's death. Eventually, one of the leaders, Odysseus, came up with a plan to get into the city by means of cunning. He built a large, hollow, wooden horse, secretly filled it with armed men, and then boarded all the Greek soldiers on their boats and sailed away. The Trojans came out to investigate and found one old man left behind. He explained that the horse was a very special gift to the gods that could bring great fortune. In the mood to celebrate, the Trojans hauled the horse into their city and began feasting and rejoicing. Odysseus and his companions waited until everyone's guard was down and then climbed out of the horse. They let the Greek army, which had just returned, into the city, and slaughtered nearly everyone in Troy. It is difficult to know where to end this tale, so to make a long story short, the Greek victory was anything but. After the war, Helen was returned to her boredom. Although the Greeks had won, many of them suffered. Odysseus took years to get back to his home, and so he missed much of his beloved son's life. And King Agamemnon, who had sacrificed his daughter's life for the war, returned to a wife craving revenge.